people made their way to the stadium, and along the way is where we were hearing reports of some conflicts between opposition supporters and the Condé supporters.
I see that government spokespeople were saying that the protesters were veering off route.
The Guinean press was interviewing people saying that even when they were staying on the route and respecting their permit and not blocking traffic, there were also conflicts.
What kind of conflicts were the people describing to you that you spoke to?
They were throwing stones, coming at them with sort of just whatever they had.
Who was throwing stones at who?
The ruling party supporters were throwing stones at the opposition party supporter marchers.
So it wasn't clashes between security forces necessarily?
And there was that as well. So there were both. So our understanding is that there was both some police that were trying to facilitate the march and also those that were beating people back with batons as well. And so, again, conflict both between citizens and between the marchers and the security forces.
This march is taking place from the opposition because the promised legislative elections that were supposed to be held in late 2010 still haven't happened under Condé. So this was organized by Jallow's party, is that correct?
It was organized by several different opposition party leaders, so not just Saludana.
Condé just announced again that they were pushing the date back.
They're not just protesting against the fact that they were delayed. And in fact, the opposition party members themselves were talking about not supporting the July 8 date that Condé just announced had been changed. Really what they're protesting against is the conditions under which the elections were to be held.
They're saying that Condé has control of like the voter rolls and things like that, correct?
Exactly, right. So, I mean, there is general frustration that has taken this long and they still haven't happened. So it should be clear that they are frustrated and angry about the delay. They're also not willing to go forward with holding the elections under the current conditions, which includes the voter rolls. It includes especially and probably first and foremost perceived bias and with some evidence backing that up at the head of the National Independent Electoral Commission, which is supposed to be, again, independent.
It's been 10 years since there have been legislative elections
exactly.
In Guinea.
Yeah. From Alliance Guinea's perspective, it's an absolute travesty of democracy in Guinea. And it's imperative for us that people understand that the historic presidential elections that were held in 2010 were but the first step in what was supposed to be an entire transition process to get Guinea from military rule to a full-fledged civilian-led democracy, and that transition has not happened. And essentially what we have is, by all intents and purposes, executive rule, exclusively executive rule in Guinea.